Hey, good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source. It's time now for your morning update for this Monday, August 28th, brought to you by Churchill Shoes. Churchill Shoes has moved. One of the largest SaaS dealers in the Upper Midwest is now in the Grand Cities Mall and ready to find you a pair of shoes that you will love. At Churchill Shoes, they measure both feet to make sure you're getting the proper fit. They carry men's and women's styles and offer free special orders when shoes aren't in stock and free in-town delivery. Churchill Shoes has operated in Grand Forks for over 65 years and over 75 years of shoe-fitting experience on their staff and can cater to all of your footwear needs. Open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and Saturday from 9 to 3. Call 701-772-8256 or online at churchillshoesnd.com. Next time you're in need of footwear, give us a try. Your feet will be glad you did. Churchill Shoes in the Grand Cities Mall. All righty, our weather today, cloudy skies this morning, but going to be turning mostly sunny a little bit later on this morning. High today, right around 85 degrees. Well, the North Dakota Highway Patrol reported a crash near the southwest edge of Larimore, where two people have died in a motorcycle crash. The driver, a 59-year-old man from Drayton, and the 44-year-old female passenger, also from Drayton, were riding at a convoy of motorcycles on a club ride around noon. Motorcycle was westbound on Grand Forks County Road 4 and 16th Avenue Northeast when the driver failed to negotiate a curve on the roadway. The bike entered the ditch, vaulted off a driveway, and came to the rest in the north ditch. Both riders were thrown from the bike and sustained fatal injuries. Well, a stabbing incident occurred late Thursday night, leading to charges of attempted murder and aggravated assault against a 19-year-old suspect, Makai Matthew Summers. The event took place around 11:20 p.m. in Grand Forks, specifically on the 500 block of 8th Street North. A 31-year-old male victim suffered multiple injuries and immediately underwent surgery at the hospital. After the incident, Summers was found and arrested at his mother's house. Well, Grand Forks tax sales tax collections topped $3.2 million for the month of August. Now, it marked the third time in 2023 that the monthly check exceeded the $3 million mark. The bulk of the sales occurred during the month of June. Collections for calendar years are up just shy of 10%. The 0.25% restaurant slash lodging component of the tax is up roughly 13%. Well, the North Dakota Department of Transportation, that's NDOT, will temporarily close all driver's license offices tomorrow and Wednesday for employee training. Online services, kiosks, and mobile apps will be available and are great options to complete most transactions. Now, customers are encouraged to plan ahead and schedule appointments to avoid scheduled service disruptions. All motor vehicle offices will remain open during regular business hours. Well, you know, for tires, work on your vehicle, and more, visit Northwest Tire on Gateway Drive, North Dakota's largest tire dealer. Family-owned for over 40 years. From big to small, Northwest Tire does it all. Find all the big-name brands, too. They've got Toyo, Nakian, Bridgestone, Firestone, and more. Call 701-780-8473 to schedule your next appointment. Northwest Tire on Gateway Drive in Grand Forks, helping you get the perfect tires for whatever you drive. Well, Bob Barker, the enduring Dapper Game Show host who became a household name over a half a century of hosting Truth or Consequences and The Price is Right, has died. He was 99. Barker, also a longtime animal rights activist, died Saturday morning at his home in Los Angeles. Publicist Roger Neal said, "I'm so proud of the trailblazing work Barker and I did together to expose the cruelty to animals in the entertainment industry, and including working to improve the plight of abused and exploited animals in the United States and internationally," said Nancy Burnett, his longtime friend and co-executor of his estate, in a statement. Barker retired in June of 2007, telling his studio audience, "I thank you, thank you, thank you for inviting me into your home for more than 50 years. And finally, in sports, Jonathan Hernandez walked three batters in the 13th inning, along with a season-high 10 walks by Texas pitchers, and the Rangers dropped out of first place in the AL West for the first time since early April with a 7-6 loss to the Minnesota Twins yesterday. Twins host Cleveland tonight at 6:40. Well, if you didn't see it, California won the Little League World Series yesterday 6-5 on a walk-off home run against Curacao. Minnesota Vikings added to their preseason losing streak to 9 straight games Saturday, giving up a 17-3 halftime lead. Yeah, they were up 17-3. They lost to Arizona 18-17. And finally, boys soccer today, East Grand Forks at Grand Forks Red River. Game time is 7 o'clock. Well, there you go. That's your morning update brought to you by the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. You know, if you're thinking about a new pet to maybe complete your family, hey, think about adopting. Contact the Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. Your newly adopted family member, it'll be spayed or neutered, chipped, up to date with shots. It'll be all ready to come to its new forever home. Circle of Friends could also use a few things too. Dog and cat food, cat litter, towels, washcloths, small fleece blankets, and more. Now, if you'd like to help pets in need, contact them. COFPets.com. Circle of Friends is also hiring. And make your family complete by adopting. Circle of Friends Animal Shelter in Grand Forks. Call 701-775-3732. Well, Shelly Guzik and Chance Keith making a long trip from St. Hilaire today to talk about the 9th annual Trash the Dress for MDS that's coming soon. Make sure to tune in at 11 and make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us on your favorite app. You know, we love Grand Forks. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.